Joining me as we wrap up the day's markets action is Graeme Frank from PSG Wealth Sant and Grayston. Thank you so much for your time, Graeme. That rally that we saw as we started off the month of October and the last quarter of 2022, I would have thought that it would have had more legs because we've had the weaker than expected economic data coming out of the US manufacturing on Monday and then job openings dropping yesterday. And then also you had the Bank of Australia pivoting and only hiking rates by 25 basis points. But now there's been a turnaround. What's been responsible for that?
Yeah, I mean, the big talking point today was the old Fed pivot, as you just alluded to, and that was on the back of the Australian monetary policy coming out with a lower than expected interest rate increase. I think it's again one of those funny things, Anati, in terms of bad news on the economic front is good news for equity markets because there's not going to be as much interest rate hikes. Yeah. And in fact, if anything, the Fed could be a little bit more dovish. But the Fed has come out again today and said, no, they're going to take inflation seriously. So the brief rally that we saw Monday and Tuesday on this week, which was, you know, the SA market and the S&P up roughly 4% in 2 days, has given back 1.5% of it today. So it does make you realize just how jittery the market is to inflation and interest rates at the moment.
And really just confirming that the markets really have a tendency to get ahead of themselves. So just also confirming the volatility that is out there. Let's check in on what's come out of the JSE today. And we had Game saying that they are, or Massmart saying that they are in consultations on closures of its Game stores in East and West Africa. Of course, this is after it pursued the option of selling and that didn't quite work out. So it's the same problem in South Africa where the company is busy with some game store closures. Is that it for Game? I mean, does it even stand a chance at this point?
Yes and no. Yes, it's it for Game. No, it doesn't stand a chance. Would be my very quick summary. I don't know when last I went to a game. I mean, macro, absolutely, we all go to. But Game has been nowhere for a long period of time, unfortunately. And I think it's all a bit academic now that that Walmart are looking to take out Massmart. But it's been quite a period of woes for the Walmart acquisition many, many years ago. But to answer your question, I don't think Game stands much of a chance in the current environment.
And that's the thing, because, I mean, part of why they were saying they are pursuing the option of selling in East and West Africa was that they wanted investors who are familiar with the environment. So it's quite concerning that even with that, investors looked at this and they basically concluded that they can't make a turnaround. So there's absolutely no chance of a turnaround in Game, even if in East and West Africa, investors are like, you know what, we know the environment that we're dealing with here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking purely from a South African perspective where I don't think there's much chance. But to answer your question on Africa specifically is most retailers that have gone to Africa have come back with their tail between their legs. So I'd be very surprised if Massmart on the back of Walmart, who's an even bigger sort of first world operator and doesn't come right in South Africa, is then going to come right in Africa. So whether those African demographics are different from a Game perspective, I don't know. But as soon as I'm hearing that the turnaround is dependent on some African stores being sold, I get even more cynical, to be honest with you.
Graeme, let's go into Equites that released their interim results today. Distribution per share advancing 4.1%. Their loan-to-value ratio still within their targets. It seemed that South Africa was really the star performer here, and you had property valuations in the UK decreasing. But still saying, the company saying that the fundamentals are still solid over there. But of course, it is quite interesting looking at companies that do have UK exposure at this time. What is your sentiment on Equites right now?
So we do like it. It's traditionally been a very illiquid counter. It had a very small free float, so you couldn't really buy or sell shares. That said, it's a very niche operator. As you said in your introduction, it operates in the warehouse and in particular logistics space, which has been an area that has been particularly robust through this COVID. As I'm sure you know, in terms of in the property market, you've sort of had warehousing, logistics at the top, then slightly underneath that, you've had the retail parks, and then way down the list, you've had the corporate office parks with people working from home. So Equites is in a fortunate position, mainly in the top end warehouse and logistics. We don't look at it that much, but as far as a niche play is concerned, we do think it's pretty good.
Yeah. So you're saying that retail usually comes in at the bottom. So would you be looking at any
Retail in the middle. Sorry,
in the middle?
retail in the middle.
Yeah.
Office parks right at the
Oh
bottom.
yes, office, yes, in the middle. But I mean, would you still be looking at counters, for example, like Growthpoint, that still do have that significant exposure to retail and especially the office sector?
Yeah, I mean, they're the biggest Growthpoint in South Africa. So by definition, they're going to have all three. We just think that the corporate office space is a little bit too big in the current environment, and I don't think they're going to be bailed out by the warehousing, logistics, and then the retail
Yeah.
shopping centres. The
Yeah.
office parks in particular are going to be hard hit. For example, we're in a Growthpoint building. There's five office parks. We're the only one that's tenanted. The other four are empty.
All right. Well, let's get to your stock pick for today, Gray.
So I'm going to go for a nice, boring Anglo-American. It's down. I just looked. It was down 28% in the last 6 months, and it's down another two today. So call it 30% just in 6 months. I think they've got a really nice mix of currencies. They're obviously not a single commodity, but rather a diversified commodity, which gives you a little bit of protection. Balance sheet very, very strong. Dividend yield north of 7% at these levels. So boring, but you're getting some of the blue chips a lot cheaper now, given the sell-off that we've seen in markets so far this year. In fact, it's been the second worst start to the year since World War II for global equity markets to the end of September.
Yeah, and with that, you do also get exposure to the luxury market. We did have De Beers coming out today with their rough diamond sales in the eighth cycle, coming out to 500 million. A bit of a decrease from the last cycle of 638 million, but they are saying that this is usually a quiet time for the diamond industry. So those numbers quite expected. But thank you very much for your time, Graham. That was Graham Frank from PSG Wealth Santander Greyston.